In 2017, Heber City adopted standards that would increase competition at the airport, which led to the city putting out an RFP for a second fixed-base operator, or FBO. In response to the newly adopted standards, OK3 Air began suing the city. In an April 5th letter to Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, or AOPA, Heber City Manager Matt Brower said that, quote, "These disputes have diverted and will continue to divert limited resources and attention from the underlying issue facing the airport and limits participation in the master planning process," end quote. As a result, the City Council rescinded the 2017 airport minimum standards and placed a moratorium on airport development at the April 2nd City Council meeting. AOPA General Counsel Ken Mead argues that if the city is stretched thin by litigation from OK3, they should ask for help from the FAA.
I know this litigation has been costly and they wanted to bring it to an end, and maybe the city needs to go to the Federal Aviation Administration, ask the Federal Aviation Administration to apply some pressure, because these airports have been the recipient of lots of federal money. In exchange for that, they have to pledge to use that money in certain ways and not to do certain things. Some of the certain things that they promise to do are to charge reasonable and fair prices, and that cascades down to their vendors, like a fixed-base operator, OK3. It also prohibits unjust discrimination, and it also prohibits, and this is the key one at Heber City, the granting of an exclusive right to anybody. What you have at Heber City is the granting of an exclusive right or a monopoly position. That violates an FAA grant assurance. I think Heber City ought to be asking FAA to come down on the situation and say, hey, you've got an exclusive right here. You can't have that. So all we're asking is we want that enforced, and we want it enforced aggressively, because it's being taken out on our members in the terms of high prices.
Mead says that thwarting competition at the airport simply cannot be squared with the airport's newly adopted position to let the exclusive right continue unchecked at the airport for some undefined future.
Misguided thinking to believe that OK3, as part of the master planning process, is all of a sudden going to see the light and say, hey, I'm not going to sue you anymore. It's okay for you to bring in competition. I just can't see that. I don't know where the city has gotten the notion that OK3 is 2 years is going to be okay with competition and self-service fueling, and why that would change the circumstance. We would like to see the city go forward with its master plan planning, but reinstate the pro-competitive provisions of the 2017 standards that they approved back then. The whole master planning process should proceed from a foundation that embraces competition and fairness. It should not be proceeding from a foundation that cements in place a monopoly position.
Near the end of his letter to the AOPA, Matt Brower explained the city's intentions. Quote, "To be clear, the city has no intention of granting the incumbent FBO an exclusive right or denying qualified service providers a reasonable opportunity to establish business at the airport. The city has merely suspended its consideration of further airport development for the next 18 to 24 months in order to ensure that such development proceeds in an orderly fashion that takes into account the needs of all airport users." End quote. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.